Hi guys, welcome to Teen Talks. I'm Daphne.
I'm Brinley.
And I'm Delaney.
And today, we are going to be talking more about the Black Lives Matter movement, specifically what you can do to help, and just like going into more detail about it.
We'll also be leaving different resources for you down in the description. There's this one link that you click and it brings you to, you know, where you can find a bunch of different petitions and numbers to call or text and so on. So that's a really nice resource to have if you want to try and help. So, okay. So the first question, you could say, that we have today is, what are some things you can do to help?
You can do a lot of things. Write to your local politicians or your state politicians.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate. You can go to protest if you feel safe and stuff. You can sign petitions. You can do a lot.
Yeah. And it's perfectly okay if, you know, you can't make it to protests, like, you know, maybe you're not fully able-bodied or you're underage and your parents maybe don't support this and they don't support you going to protests. So that's why if you can't do that, it's important to be active, like donating if you can, signing those petitions, calling those numbers, you know. And it's also important to stay safe if you're going to protest. Like, you know, most like dollar stores or Walmart sell swimming goggles that you can put to cover your eyes. And make sure you're not wearing contacts or makeup or even sunscreen, because that can attract tear gas to your face. And Walmart sells swimming goggles that can fit over glasses. And you want to wear, you know, you want to cover the bridge of your nose, because a lot of police officers are using facial structure recognizing. So if you pat up the bridge of your nose and your chin, you'll be less identifiable. Wear like a bandana around your nose and mouth and line that with water and soak it with water. So if you get maced, it's attracted to the covering instead of your mouth and your lungs, because like tear gas is attracted to water and moisture. So that's where it's going to attack first.
It's also good to remember to wear just like face masks, you know, mm-hmm. and I guess just like do your best
to wash your hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot. One of the biggest things you can do to help, actually maybe the biggest thing you can do to help, is taking the time to educate yourself about Black Lives Matter and the criminal justice system.
Yeah, that's really important, because, you know, you can sign petitions all you want, but if you don't know what you're signing or what you're even advocating for, it's not going to do much good. Oh, and when you're making signs, you can do it out of like plywood or a thin wood and attach a handle to the back so your fingers aren't exposed. And you can also use that as like a shield against rubber bullets and stuff. And there's a lot of information online on how to defuse tear gas canisters, but that's a bit more dangerous. So wear super like heat resistant gloves, because, you know, those canisters are super hot. And you're going to want a traffic cone and cover the canister with the traffic cone, which helps, you know, get rid of the smoke, and pour water into the top hole, and that can sometimes completely disable it. but it is dangerous, so make sure you're protecting yourself as much as you can, because, you know, if you're hurt, you can't, you know, help. So we need you to stay safe and stay healthy.
It might also be good to, like, go as a group, like, if you can, because, you know, strength in numbers, and you can have each other's backs. And I think it would also be, like, beneficial to, like have a plan, like, go into the protest knowing, like, what to do if the situation escalates.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, a lot of people are posting videos to, like, all their social media platforms saying, like, my name is so-and-so. I do not have a crazy ex. I'm not planning to run away. I'm not in a situation where I would want to kill myself. So in case you go missing, they know it was not of your own choice. And it was, you know, from the police officers or something that might happen. It's honestly such, like, a scary reality that people have to do that. And, you know, tear gas and mace was deemed, like, biological warfare. And, you know, I read about this online that there's only been 3 people in power who have used tear gas or mace against their own citizens. And one of them was Hitler. I can't remember the second one, and the third one was Trump.
Ooh, we're talking about politics now, huh?
Well, it's just, it's interesting how that's deemed as biological warfare against anyone, and the police is using it against peaceful protesters. And also, people may think rubber bullets are just, like, safe, you know? They're bullets, but they're covered in rubber, so they won't hurt. But actually, rubber bullets are meant to be shot at the ground, so they bounce up and hit someone in the leg, causing pain, but not killing them. And people are shooting them directly at protesters. And if you get shot in the head with a rubber bullet, it could very much be fatal. So they are safer than normal bullets, of course, but, you know, they're not meant to be shot directly at people. Do you have anything to add to that?
I mean, just stay safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, try your hardest to stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Know your rights.
Yes.
So there was a case where there was a suspected double homicide, you know, suspect who was under custody, had just got arrested, and the police gave, he was white. They gave this guy water while he was in handcuffs and attended to his wounds. And, you know, a lot of people were, like, they went to social media and they were very upset by that because this, like, suspect of double homicide was being taken care of, like, given water because it was hot outside and, like, getting his scratches all patched up while George Floyd was murdered. You know, just for a check.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's honestly just so disheartening and just disgusting to see that kind of behavior. And it just proves, you know, white privilege, honestly.
Yeah. And, like, if you are going to a protest or rally and you are white, like, make sure you're aware that, like, this, it isn't about you. I mean, you're protesting police brutality against Black people, and you, like, just make sure, like, you're educated, and it's not up to, like, other people to educate you on this.
Yeah. If you are a white person going to a protest, your main job is to protect, you know, Black people or people of color. Like, insert yourself in between them and a police officer, because a police officer is less likely to hurt you and they're more likely to respect you. And I saw an interesting tip online is to dress like you're, like, a pastor or a pastor's wife, which it may be dangerous to go in that kind of attire because of, like, how it's not very safe. But, you know, police officers are more likely to, like, listen to you and pay attention and just, like, not harm you if you are, like, a well-dressed white person. Which is, you know, a sad reality, but it is, you know, food for thought.
If anybody doesn't already know, NASCAR just banned all Confederate flags from their races, and that's picking up a lot of controversy because people like Confederate flags. And then that's getting a lot of controversy because people are like, why do you like Confederate flags?
Yeah. You know, I can see both mindsets on that. One a little more than the other. You know, playing quote-unquote devil's advocate. You can, like, understand, I guess, that, like, these people, like, oh no, we're not, like, supporting, you know, the actual Civil War part, but we're supporting, like, my great grandpa fought as a Confederate soldier, so I'm just, like, supporting him. But, like, it's important to recognize what, you know, the South was fighting for.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm just curious of, like, how they're going to enforce it, because whenever I see, like, NASCAR races, like, the pictures, and, like, my grandpa, he went to a NASCAR race a little while before the pandemic, and, like, he sent me pictures, and I saw Confederate flags everywhere, but not just, like, in the form of a flag. I saw Confederate belts. I saw Confederate hats. I saw Confederate bikinis. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's so ingrained in some people that I feel like, but I feel like it's going to be hard to enforce, but I'm glad that they at least took that step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing about protests, is that police officers aren't allowed to hide their badge, or their, like, ID number on their uniform. So you can always ask them for their, like, name, their badge number. And if they refuse to give that to you, they're breaking the law. So it's just, you know, it all goes back to how important it is to educate yourself, because, you know, if you don't know these little details, you can be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
So, know your rights. Ooh.
And speaking of educating yourself, we have resources in the description. And not just for educating yourself, but also ways you can help. Mm-hmm. And thanks for listening.